Have you thought about converting your traditional IRA to a Roth IRA? Arthur Stein is a certified financial planner with SPC Financial in Rockville, Maryland. He joins us now live to talk about whether this switch will make sense for you or for federal retirees. Mr. Stein, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Amy.
Now, okay, tell me why we would want to and what the difference would be between a traditional and a Roth.
Okay, well, the difference between a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA is that with a Roth IRA, the money that you withdraw is not going to be taxable income. It'll be a tax-free withdrawal, and there are no required minimum distributions. So when you hit 70 and a half and you're retired, you don't have to start taking money out of a Roth IRA. You would have to start taking money out of the TSP or a regular IRA. Now, if you're going to convert a regular IRA to a Roth, and everybody can do that, the big disadvantage, and it is a very big disadvantage, is you have to pay all taxes that are due at that point. So it's a fully taxable transfer. And so basically, this is going to be an advantage for people who expect to be able to leave their money in the Roth IRA for a long period of time and who expect their money to be worth a lot more in the future than it is when they make the transfer.
So are we talking about which end gets taxed?
We're talking about which end gets taxed, okay. The front end or the back end. And, of course, another thing to keep in mind is that taxes are going to be higher next year. The top marginal income tax rate is going up almost 5%, and the other rates are going up about 3%. So people who convert this year and pay the taxes on this year's returns will have the advantage that when they take the money out, you know, tax rates will be higher.
And Art, is there any type of online calculator or some kind of tool that someone could use to figure out what's the best option for them individually?
Yeah, there are tons of online calculators. You know, some better than others. I actually was on one yesterday. I don't want to mention the company's name, but I noticed that they had the tax rates completely wrong. The calculator was kind of very misleading. And this is a pretty well-known company. Of course, another opportunity that federal employees have is that, you know, you can, for younger employees, it may make sense to contribute to a Roth IRA instead of the TSP. Now, I'm not talking about the first 5%. Everybody wants to contribute at least 5% of their salary to the TSP to get the full match. But younger employees who are in a very low tax bracket, who expect to be, you know, in a higher bracket in the future because their career has, you know, gone well, might make sense to put the remainder in a Roth IRA. You won't get a deduction when you put the money in, but years later when you take the money out, as long as it's been there for at least 5 years and you're over 59 and a half, the withdrawals are going to be tax-free.
Touch base with me, if you don't mind, talking about why this is important for federal retirees versus retirees from the private sector. What makes them so special?
They're not special, Amy, in this sense. I mean, it's important for all retirees to be looking at a Roth. And what's new is it used to be that, you know, it's hard to get money into a Roth because contributions are limited by income. And, you know, like if you're a single person, if you make more than $120,000, you cannot contribute any money to a Roth. But starting this year, everybody can convert an IRA into a Roth IRA, and it used to be there were income limits on that. There are no income limits anymore. And retired federal employees can convert their TSP balances into a Roth IRA. And actually, next year, the TSP is scheduled to have a Roth TSP option.
Okay, Arthur. We're speaking with Arthur Stein, certified financial planner with SPC Financial in Rockville, Maryland. Here's a scenario we see a lot. Someone is in the SES, Senior Executive Service, and they're coming close to retirement, and they've got really nice bundle of offers from some big companies, and it's likely their salary could double after they retire. What should they do?
Well, here again, you know, if their salary is going to be higher in the future, their tax rate is going to be higher in the future, and tax rates in general are going to be higher in the future. So when they retire, they could convert their TSP balances into a Roth, and then when they and avoid the higher income tax rates they'll have in the future.
Sounds like good advice.
Is there, but what I'm hearing, and I'm following everything you're saying, but what I'm hearing is it really does depend on your personal situation. It just depends on what it is you need, and you got to get some financial planning advice to make sure you're making the right move and that you're making it at the right time. It seems like timing's an issue here, too.
You know, Amy, I agree 100%. This will make sense for some people and not for other people. It absolutely depends upon your personal situation. Depends on, you know, how much money you're going to be making now, how much in the future, how long you're going to leave the money in the Roth, what kind of rate of return you expect to get, what you expect to happen to tax rates. You know, I do these calculations for a lot of people. And, you know, some people it does not make sense, mm-hmm. and some people it does make sense.
It just also seems like you got to have a crystal ball. That is not easy to do. You know, how long you're going to be making this much money and when you're going to be making another income level. It just seems like you got to have this crystal ball, and it's got to be pretty clear.
Well, you know, you don't really have to have a crystal ball. It's not quite that vague. I mean, we can make reasonable estimates about, you know, when people are going to need the money, based upon, you know, what their expenses are and what their pensions are going to be, how much they're going to be getting from Social Security. You know, lots of people when they retire don't expect to need to withdraw funds from their investments for quite a few years. And the longer in the future they think that they can postpone taking money out of their retirement accounts, the more attractive a Roth becomes.
Well, let's just hope that everyone, when they retire, has to worry about what to do with all their money.
Yeah.
Our thanks for joining us, as always.